call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Hello, you're listening to Everyday Health here on Bashani Radio app, and I am your host, Nurse T. Today, I'll be speaking about the fundamentals of medication. I want to start off by saying that a pill or a syrup is not a cure-all. There is no pill, there is no medication on the market today that will treat, control, manage, or cure your disease by itself. There are interventions that you must be responsible for to aid the medication in order for it to be effective and efficient in management of your disease. Now, start by using diabetes as an example. Oftentimes, I have patients who will say, "Why is my blood sugar through the roof? I'm giving my insulin as prescribed. I'm taking my metformin. I'm taking my glyburide, but my blood sugar numbers are through the roof. Why?" I want to let you know that in order for a medication to be effective, there are interventions that you must do. First, we'll start with your mindset. You have to acknowledge that this disease, this disorder, affects your health and you are responsible for your health. You cannot place that responsibility on your healthcare provider. It is not your doctor's responsibility of your health. Your doctor will give you instructions on how to manage your disease or disorder, or instructions on how to maintain your health. And it is your responsibility to implement those instructions. And again, taking medication alone is not enough. So after you have acknowledged, after you have that mindset change that, hey, my health is my responsibility, after that light bulb has came on and you said to yourself, hey, my body is the only place that I have to live, I better take control of it. I better manage my health better. That's the first step. The first step is a changed mindset. If you tell yourself, I'm sick, I'm tired, I'm fatigued, I'm overweight, my blood pressure is always high, I'm always stressed. If you tell yourself those things, then they will manifest. So you must have your mindset change and you must speak affirmations to yourself that, hey, I'm going to beat this diabetes. Hey, I'm going to lower my blood pressure. I'm going to control my blood sugars. I'm going to get my hormones in balance. Once you have had that mindset change, that's the first step in aiding medications to be effective. The second key point is your diet. Now, I personally believe that you are free to eat what it is that you like. It's all about portion control. If you love eating that buttery sweet pecan pie and you're a diabetic, no one is telling you to stay away from the pie. But what is being said is you can't eat the whole pie. You can eat a slice of pie. And no, I'm not talking about one slice of pie at a time. I'm talking about one slice of pie every several days. It's all about portion control. Your diet affects a lot of diseases and disorders. Your diet affects diabetes. Your diet affects cancer. Your diet affects blood diseases, kidney issues, heart diseases. So, in order for medication to be effective, you have to be mindful of what you're feeding your body. Now, there's a saying that goes, be mindful of what you eat because it's either going to feed a disease or fight a disease. Again, it's all about portion control. You can indulge. No one is saying that you must eat bread and water in order to control your blood sugar or control your blood pressure. Excuse me, but what is being said is be mindful of what you eat. Now, as I relate what you eat to medication, I want to point out that when you're taking medication, it is important for you to take the medication as prescribed. Now, let's talk about metformin. Metformin is a pill, it's an anti-diabetic agent. As given to patients and people to help them control their blood sugar. Metformin is a medication that must be taken with food. Now, in order for this medication to be effective, you have to take it as prescribed. If it's ordered to take with food, you have to do that. Otherwise, the medication is not optimize in your system. If you take it on an empty stomach, it is not properly absorbed. Another medication, for example, is Synthroid. Synthroid is a medication that manages aids in management of thyroid issues. Synthroid you take on an empty stomach. If you take Synthroid with food, you do not allow the medication to work effectively. And so when you're taking medication, you want 100% effectiveness of the medication. But if you don't take it as prescribed, then you're doing a disservice for yourself. So when your doctor recommends food, water, milk, or empty stomach with the medication, it is important for you to adhere to those instructions. The third modality that must be present in order for medication to be effective is proper stress levels. Now, it has been said that no one has a stress-free life, but you can reduce your stress levels. If you're managing your blood sugar, blood pressure, but your stress levels are through the roof, I can assure you that your numbers will continue to be out of control. Stress levels affect your heart muscles, it affects your ability to sleep peacefully throughout the night. Stress is one of those things that an individual has to control. It may not have a physical level. Your stress level may not be something that we can see when we draw labs. Your stress levels may not be something that we could physically identify, But you know if you're overwhelmed and stressed more than 50% of the day. And if you are, you're doing yourself a disservice. If you are stressed, your medication will not work effectively. You're being counterproductive. For example, if you have high blood pressure and you're sticking to your medication regimen, but your numbers are still out of control, it's a high possibility that your stress levels are through the roof. So just a recap on the modalities or the interventions that must be present in order for medication to be effective and efficient. You must have a mindset change, must take ownership of your health status. The second is dieting. You must be aware of what you're feeding your body. You must be mindful of your portion control. The third point was your stress levels. If your stress levels are not in check, you're being counterproductive to the medication regimen. Your stress levels are through the roof. Taking medication, the medication is working less than 50%. Now, I want to let you guys know that you have to realize that this is your body. You only have one, and you have to care for it as if your life depends on it, because it does. This is your only body that you have on this earth. You have to care for it like a precious stone. You have to care for it like a precious gem. Okay, now the fourth intervention or modality that must be present in order for medication to be effective is exercise. Now, I'm not saying that you must be a bodybuilder. I'm not saying that you must run a marathon, but you do have to have some form of exercise in your life. Now, this promotes a homeostasis. This promotes internal health. Exercise is a systemic approach. Now, what that means is that exercise not only builds muscle and improves your lung capacity. Exercise allows you to de-stress. Exercise builds up the heart's muscles. It strengthens the heart muscles. Now, when your internal system is improved, that allows the medication to be more effective. If you have diabetes, high blood pressure, thyroid issue, cancer, if you implement some form of exercise in your life, you will see better results as your outcome. So again, medication is not a cure-all drug. You can't take a pill, you can't drink a syrup, you cannot give yourself an injection, and it will cure or manage your disease. That is not going to happen. You have to take ownership of your health. And again, there are key interventions that you must implement to aid the medication. You have to help the medication along in its process of managing, treating, cure, whatever the disease or disorder is. So just as a recap, we have your mindset, we have diet, we have stress levels, we have exercise. Those four key points taken with your medication will be able to help you control, manage, treat, or cure what your disease is. Okay, this is Nurse T. You're listening to Everyday Health here on Bashani Radio app, and I'll talk to you guys shortly. Thank you.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.